Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The FBI severs ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, in case you haven't heard, the Southern Poverty Law Center is an activist organization. They have really gone off the deep end, created a so-called hate list and a hate map, and put organizations such as Liberty Counsel, FRC, and others on their hate map. And as a result, it has caused violence. I mean, we've gotten death threats. FRC had a shooter show up and tried to commit mass murder. I mean, this is a terrible, terrible motive of this organization.
Yeah, this organization actually started off as a civil rights organization regarding discrimination against people of color. But they long since abandoned that a long, long time ago because although they were successful back then, they kind of lost their wave, their movement. And so then they moved into the LGBTQ agenda. They latched onto that as the new thing to do. And that's where they've raised a lot of their money. Now we know that they have, what, $700 and some million in endowment. A lot of this is in offshore accounts.
Yeah.
And what they've done
overseas
is they have created this so-called hate list and a hate map. So they have a map, and you can go to the map and click on different places in the country, and it'll tell you the different locations of those organizations that are in that particular area and what they classify them to be.
You know, and I have to laugh, Matt, every time. I haven't seen this in a while, but this mainstream left media will use the SPLC, like they'll
say
Liberty Counsel, according to the SPLC, you know, is a hate group. And I'm like, do you really look into what you're citing as a credible source?
The journalism has just lost its credibility. It just repeats this same old nonsense. So what the Southern Poverty Law Center has done is they create this list of hate groups, and they continue to grow, by the way. And they have some violent organizations in there, but right with them, they lump in law-abiding, pro-family, Christian, pro-life organizations. And so Liberty Counsel and Family Research Council were added to their so-called list in 2011. Well, it didn't take long for that list to ultimately result in violence because it was in 2012 that Floyd Corkins went to the Family Research Office in Washington, D.C. He found the location because he went to the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map, and he had Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and he had intended to put those into the faces of the dead corpse that he would kill. And he wanted to kill them because they were on the SPLC's so-called hate list. Fortunately, the security guard stopped him, was shot in the process, and Floyd Corkins confessed to law enforcement that it was connected to the Southern Poverty Law Center. So it's not a conjecture. We know for a fact it only took a year, and this guy tried to commit mass murder. And it wasn't just FRC. He had other organizations, too, that he was going to do the same thing.
Do you remember that baseball game with the members of Congress that wanted to play baseball?
Yeah, and then after that, they did the same, because they targeted Steve Scalise, Representative Steve Scalise.
He shot him.
And he, this other guy, went to the baseball game between Republicans and Democrats and shot just the Republicans.
Right.
And could have killed individuals, but fortunately the security was able to stop him, but severely injured Representative Steve Scalise. And he still walks with a limp to this day.
Right. And this individual had SPLC on his, I think, his Facebook
page. Yeah, he liked the SPLC, so he was
following SPLC. So that was a clue right there, yeah.
You would think that any reputable organization would say, you know what, we didn't intend for that. No, they continue to push this nonsense. We have a lawsuit pending against the Southern Poverty Law Center on behalf of a conservative immigration organization for the same thing. They have labeled them falsely as a hate group. So as a result of that, we have had death threats. Others have had death threats directly related to the Southern Poverty Law Center. They also try to deplatform people from the internet. and debank people with their credit cards, banking. They try to lobby all these different entities to shut down organizations. And the Biden administration, and certainly the previous Obama administration, they opened the doors to the SPLC. And they used the SPLC to give information to the various agencies and then target and track these organizations. No wonder why Turning Point USA was being tracked, mm-hmm. among many other organizations, by the FBI under the Biden administration. Why? Because of the Southern Poverty Law Center. So just a few weeks before Charlie Kirk's assassination, Liberty Council, Turning Point USA with Charlie Kirk, Moms for Liberty, and some other organizations, including Dr. Ben Carson, we jointly signed a letter and sent it to the Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller. And in that letter, this was about 2 weeks or no more than three before Charlie Kirk's assassination, we urged the administration to separate itself from the SPLC and have all the agencies separate itself from the SPLC. Well, the good news is that the FBI director, Kash Patel, citing concerns over the SPLC's hate map, said that it had shifted over the years from a neutral intelligence and analysis tool into a defamation apparatus for partisan attacks. And he said that they were now severing ties with the SPLC. It goes on to say, Director Patel said, quote, that disgraceful record makes them unfit for any FBI partnership, close quote.
I mean, you look at these organizations that are, and as much as they deny that they aren't violent, they pull out guns. And this is an example of, I mean, whether it's Charlie Kirk, whether it's President Trump, you know, they take their guns out and try to silence people's voices instead of sitting down and having a conversation with them.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Charlie Kirk, he was trying to have conversations with people, yeah. dialogue. And he said frequently that it was important to keep dialogue, respectful dialogue going, because when right. people become silent or they become stigmatized like that, then what happens is violence takes place.
They become violent.
And so you look at this particular person who assassinated Charlie Kirk. He was wrapped up in this LGBTQ ideology, this gender ideology, and he wanted to take out Charlie Kirk for speaking on that issue. The person who was trying to become a girl by taking different kinds of hormones and growing his hair long and wanting to identify as a girl, who killed the innocent children at the Catholic school, mm-hmm. he wanted to take out his rage on a Catholic institution.
Right.
You look at all these trans murders that are taking place. There's some really bizarre people out there. Right now, for example, if you go to some articles and read about Liberty Council with regards to our case involving Kim Davis, Kim Davis is the Kentucky clerk, and it's now a case pending at the United States Supreme Court. We're asking the High Court to take the case to rule in her favor on religious freedom, but also to overturn the 2015 Obergefell so-called same-sex marriage opinion. That's in quotes, essentially. You will find some really vile inflammatory rhetoric against Liberty Council.
Really angry people. It's really
very
sad
angry.
On one sense that they don't, I mean, they don't know Kim and they don't know the issue, but they're just denying God's love for them and they're angry.
Well, when you look at this issue of LGBTQ issues and the so-called trans issues, you know, saying that you can recreate yourself into your own image, that's a direct rebellion against God.
It's
God created
confusion,
us in
yeah.
His image.
And confusion is not of Him.
And so what happens is, in Romans 1, when you worship the created thing rather than the creator, God gives you over to a reprobate mind.
Right.
You can't think right. And so what's happening in the LGBTQ issue? You're worshiping the created thing, your body, rather than the creator who created you in a certain way. God created us as male and female. Now the LGBTQ agenda says, no, God made a mistake. He put you in the wrong body. You are confused. You need to realign your body and change your body to match your mind. So you can create yourself in any way you want to. You become your own creator. It's an open rebellion against God. Those kinds of people need the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only Jesus that will free you from right. that bondage.
Because God says, renew your mind with his word and the rest will fall into place.
And then the SPLC does this rhetoric and puts this list out and a map out. And so these people that are already angry and unhinged, they act on it. Frankly, the SPLC needs to be taken to task. I think what they're doing is despicable, defamatory, dangerous. Frankly, I think it's even criminal what mm-hmm. they're doing with some of their actions. And this needs to stop. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.